Millions of Americans are getting ready to start repaying their federal student loans again next month after payments were put on hold during the depths of the pandemic. Many, though, have questions about which repayment plan is right for them and how to get back on track. Early signs suggest the companies that the government pays to answer those questions are struggling as borrowers flood their phone lines. NPR's Corey Turner reports.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and its director, Rohit Chopra, are watching loan servicers closely, collecting data on how much time borrowers spend on hold and how many simply give up before they even get through.
What you're hearing is what we're seeing as well.
And what I'm hearing, I told Chopra, is a lot of frustration from borrowers like this.
My name is Steve Kalki and I live in Houston, Texas. Why does it take so long for my loan servicer to respond or to approve my documents or to really get any answers back to me in a timely manner?
Rohit Chopra at the CFPB says not only are borrowers having to wait for answers,
we're seeing that many borrowers are struggling to even get through to their servicers.
The problem is, in normal times, these servicers have to help a few million borrowers a year move into repayment. But right now, they need to help 30 to 40 million and do it with less money than usual because Congress froze the Education Department's funding. So instead of ramping up, the department is telling its servicers to scale back.
The department has indicated because of budget cuts, there's going to be a need to reduce weekend and evening call center hours.
Scott Buchanan heads the Student Loan Servicing Alliance, a trade group for these loan servicers, and says these cuts are putting them in an impossible position. Just imagine, he says, in your job, being told your workload is about to increase exponentially.
And then your boss comes in and says, oh, we fired 4 people. Because we don't have the money to pay for them, and then says, but keep up the same level of service. That's going to be a problem for any business.
And for borrowers, which is why Rohit Chopra at the watchdog CFPB has this warning for servicers.
Budget cuts are never a rationale for breaking the law.
And by that, he means giving borrowers incomplete or inaccurate information, even if it's by accident. Chopra says too often right now, the call center workers who do pick up the phone to answer borrower questions are brand new and they don't understand the system.
I think when it comes to telling borrowers the truth or making sure they're adhering to all the consumer protection laws we have on the books at the federal and state level, you know, not getting paid enough is not going to be an excuse.
Scott Buchanan says servicers are doing the best they can right now.
You can beat us up if you want to, but it's not actually going to solve the issue. Everyone needs to agree. We want better service. We want people to have quicker access to agents on the phone. And the only thing that's really going to solve that is Congress investing more money.
Until that happens, Buchanan says, servicers will keep doing the best they can. While Rohit Chopra warns, that may not be nearly good enough. Corey Turner, NPR News.